then we open up with new release, Going Back into the Vault. Live in 1975 is the name of the album. Fleetwood Mac, I Am So Afraid. Sometimes your pain can just seem overwhelming. And if the prescribed dose of your pain medicine doesn't bring relief, check with your doctor. Pain relievers are safe and effective when used correctly. If misused, you can become addicted or experience other problems. Take your prescription as directed. And if you need more information about addictions, call 1-800-662-HELP. And do the right dose. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and your friends right here at WRCT. And so let's get into some more Christmas music. This is from one of my favorite Christmas albums. The Reverend Horton Heat is coming to Pittsburgh. It was just announced he is coming to Preserving Underground in New Kensington. April 22nd, Preserving Underground, Reverend Horton Heat. And this is going out to Jack. He's listening online at WRCT.org, working late. Take it away, Reverend.
Crowded streets, busy feet, hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. And there he sits, all alone on the sidewalk. Better not, much too busy. You'd better hurry, my, how time does fly. And in the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you. Oh, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of better not, much too busy. You'd better hurry, my, how time does fly. And in the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, to
everybody. This is Rick Emmett. Turn up that radio because you're listening to Eric Jackson Lurie on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. from the latest release from Thor. Covering the Yardbirds with Heart Full of Soul. A couple weeks ago, we had his lead guitarist, Kevin Stewart Swain, in the studio. Flew in from Calgary, spent a good week in the Berg. Absolutely loved it, told me he didn't want to go back home. And you know what? It's Canada. Why would you want to go back home when you're in the U.S. of A., right? Right. Track is Heart Full of Soul. Album is Rock the Universe. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and we're almost there. The finish line is real close, but we got time for some more music. Before Thor, you heard Twisted Sister with I Saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus. Request going out for Aaron, listening in East Pittsburgh. Tough World from Donnie Iris. A great story behind that album. They recorded the album. They were coming off a big hit with their prior album. And the analog tape they were recording to, they got it all done. They put it together, and the tape started disintegrating, forcing them to re-record the album, delaying its release. And the story from all the band members was their first run-through with that album on the tape that got destroyed was even better than what they were able to record later. And the album stalled a bit and didn't follow up the success of the prior album, but that track was a great one. And that album's a great album, Donnie Iris, Tough World. Before that, Triumph, What Rules My Heart. The band is back together. They're going to do a tour. You can go online and find out more. I'm going to see them in New York. Got my tickets the other day. Open up with a request for Jack, listening online at WRCT.org. Reverend Horton Heat coming in April to Preserving Underground. That was his version of Pretty Paper. We debuted this track. This is a rockabilly goodie. This is brand new from Deke Dickerson and the Whippersnappers. Say that fast three times. This is Riding with the Devil, WRCT 88.3 FM.
Down below, and I've got them in my sights. I'm pushing on the gas to
the latest from the Struts with a special guest on lead guitar. None other than the great Brian May from Queen with It Could Have Been Me. Well, it could have been a train wreck, but I think we got through it tonight because today was a tough day at work, and being in the studio was a great break and relief from a tough day. Thanks for all the great phone calls. Had a great time tonight. As always, love the stories with the requests you guys make. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Courts in session is now. Courts adjourned. This final half hour was brought to you by our friends at Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Located at 513 Grand Avenue in Millvale. For more information, you can call them at 412-821-8484 or visit them online at atticrecordstoreinc.com. So Christmas this year falls on a Thursday. I'm not going to be live, but I'm going to try to do a pre-recorded Christmas show, and I'm going to get on that right now. So let's get back together next Thursday night at 8. Going to close with some Nazareth. Want to remind you, take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Good night, Pittsburgh.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock Radio Show here on 88.3 FM, WRCC, Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Mansabon. I know you.
Red Cross tackling the Carpenters with their version of Yesterday Once More. What I should tell you is that if you don't have a soft spot in your heart for the Carpenters, I'm going to say that your heart is dark. And they do have counseling. They have Carpenters counseling for you. The song was actually written by Richard Carpenter and a guy named John Bettis. Now, here's a couple fun facts that you didn't care about, but I'm still going to tell you because that's what I do. I'm the Moxster. First and foremost, Richard and John were in Spectrum together pre the Carpenters, and John was like the lyricist, so John and Richard remained close and wrote some great songs. John later went on to write a bunch of songs for other people. Like, he wrote songs for Michael Jackson, the song Human Nature, Crazy for You for Madonna. Pointer Sisters, Bebo Bryson, Barbara Mandrell. So, you know what? I might have to have a John Bettis mock at some point. But the other fun fact, I got to get it out of my head. John Bettis and Richard Carpenter both have October birthdays and were born like 2 weeks apart, turning 75 years old this year. So why not play a song they wrote by a band I like? So Red Cross there doing Yesterday Once More. Before Red Cross, Daniel Ash from, I want to say 89 is when it came out. It might have been 90, but I'm saying 89 just from my memory banks. Daniel Ash of Love and Rockets fame. Doing the Beatles Day Tripper from a solo album he put out. And it might be his only solo album. It's the only one that I remember, but figured I'd throw that in there. The Cure with Anniversary. I'll tell you more on that in a second. I just want to wrap up that set. So, because you're taking notes. You're like, Moxtra, you keep going off on tangents. Lou Reed. Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock. Because you might have just heard me say that. I am the Moxtra. My name's actually Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every week at this time, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen to the music I have curated for you, which also includes songs that you have suggested me play. So it's not all about me, but I will tell you, I played that Cure song Anniversary for a couple reasons, and the main one is in October. That's when the Moxtra decides that's his radio anniversary. It's not his WRCT radio anniversary. It's his radio anniversary in general because it was back in the fall. So it could have been September, but I've just said it's October because I don't remember the date. The Moxer did his very, very first radio show back in, okay, brace yourself, 1988. Yeah, so we are 33 years in, so I played an anniversary song because let's call this my anniversary show. Let's just call it that. Why not? So That's what I know. Speaking of this show, hopefully there's songs you want to hear. Let me know, and I will play it. Not on this show. I'll play it on a future show because I've got this show already booked. This one's booked. You got to get in line. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the request line for you to WRCT. Oh, I got to tell you the extension. WRCTRequest@gmail.com. That's how you get a hold of the Moxter and let me know what songs you might want to hear. Hey, before we get further into the music, I want to remind you that during these uncertain and unprecedented times, people needing organ transplants actually need your help more than ever. Did you know that actually 22 Americans die each and every day waiting for organ transplants, and most of them are for kidneys? Think of it. You got two of them. They only want one. The good news is MatchingDonors.com is helping change that because they link organ donors with people in need of organs, like kidneys. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. I already guilted you about having two kidneys. You don't have to donate a kidney. You don't have to donate your liver or that heartless, Carpenter's heartless darkness. No, no, you don't need to donate any of that because you can also donate your boat, a car, real estate, and you get a great tax deduction while helping save lives. You can visit MatchingDonors.com or call 1-800-385-0422. This message brought to you by MatchingDonors.com and your good friends here at WRCT. Let me go back on that anniversary tangent for one more song, because back in 1989, John Cale put out an album called Words for the Dying. It was actually, he put music to Dylan Thomas poems. So I was looking at that because it's a beautiful album. It is. And there's a song on here called On a Wedding Anniversary. So my question to you is, what is the 11th wedding anniversary gift? Steel. Steel City. It's Steel.
The sky is torn across this ragged anniversary of two who moved for 3 years into down the long walks of their vows. Now their love lies lost. Their love and his patience roll on a chain. Every true traitor can. their house. Death strikes their house. Death strikes their house again. Too late. The wrong rain. They come together whom their love's parted. And the windows pour into their hearts, and the doors burn in their brain. When they come together, and love and his patience roar on the chain. Every true old crater carrying cloud.
Death strikes their house. Death strikes their house. Death strikes their house. Death strikes their house.
coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all warm. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today.
Oh, but I'm proud.